My name is Henry Sorrell. They used to call me, and they still do, Smiley. This used to be my patrol beat for Northwest District, 4700 block of Liberty Heights. Matter of fact, when it first started out back in the 60s, we used to walk the beat back and forth. Matter of fact, they didn't allow us to have cars because they didn't have any. And I walked the whole area from all the way down the Northern Parkway, all the way back up to Garrison Boulevard, which is a long way on both sides of the streets. And sometimes two and three streets in, you know, if a call came out. Because it was a call box right on the corner of Garrison and Liberty Heights. That it was the only communication we had. You didn't have anything called radio back then. Just plain.
I have tried to put mainly native plants here. Switchgrasses and goldenrods and baptisia, and then this is called a cut plant. Jennifer Sherlock Hilton and 635 Deep Dean Road. From the room, upstairs room of my daughter Sylvie, she can see this is the trumpet vine, and she overlooks her window. And from the kitchen, you have these big trumpets, and the hummingbirds come right, and you can get this close-up view of them. It's really amazing. They're like little jewels, and they move so fast. And once in a while, they'll land on one of these branches, and you get to see them still, which is something. We might see one if we sit here.
When Freddie Gray died, that's the only time I saw Baltimore United. Other than that, it's always positive stuff going in Baltimore, but you don't hear about it. So you only know what you hear. Like every day you hear someone was murdered. You know, you don't hear about the peaceful stuff going on maybe in Charles Village or down the inner harbor, unless it's something trying to gain money for the city.
Also, when you bring people together, you know, people all want the same thing. What we discover when we do a coalition effort is that everyone wants to live in the safest neighborhood they can. They want to have a good school to send their kid to. They want to be able to hang out on their porch. And what you see over and over again is like the differences between people really go away when you're doing organizing work, because you hear the same thing in Roland Park as you hear in Penn Lucy, as you would hear in the Barclay neighborhood or over in Collington Square in East Baltimore. Because people all do want the same.
That you are the total sum of your experiences. I like motorcycles because I rode motorcycles and they were great. I'm sorry, better example. I can't stand Volkswagens because every Volkswagen I had broke down. Well, that's your experience. I got Volkswagens and they all gave me 250,000 miles. You know what I mean? I can't stand white people because white people is prejudiced and racist. Well, I got white people in my wedding because they are loving and kind, right? The total sum of your experiences or the lack thereof. So whatever you experience will create your reality.
I would say I've never been metaphorically lost, spiritually lost. I really love Baltimore, you know. I viewed it as when I moved here is that I now have the ability, the possibility of exploring a new city.